Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another of our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices roundups. And Claire Aldworth, RNIB Voice of the Customer Insight Officer, joins me now to share some great opportunities for you to get involved in. Hello Claire, how are you?
I'm very well, Toby, thank you. Great to be back on Connect Radio as ever.
Well, this week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to join a focus group to help make powerful stories about sight loss for the RNIB, news about a couple of work placement schemes through the RNIB See Work Differently programme, and a chance to help Samsung to make their smartphones more accessible. We're going to start, Claire, with the RNIB Story Library focus groups.
Yes, that's right, Toby. So the RNIB Stories Library team, for maybe some of your listeners who aren't familiar, they're responsible for gathering and I suppose organising all of our customer stories or case studies, if you will. And the Stories Library team would like your help in creating more powerful customer stories. To do this, they are going to be running a focus group this month. And in the group, we'll be talking about what you feel makes a good story and where you would expect to find our customer stories on the RNIB website. So an element there as well of, I suppose, accessibility and ease of use too. So we would love to have you involved in this focus group and to hear your opinions. If you would like to join, please get in contact with the Stories Library, and you can do that by emailing Gary or Amanda at storieslibrary@rnib.org.uk. I'll give you that email address again. It's storieslibrary@rnib.org.uk, and this focus group will be taking place towards the end of February, date to be confirmed.
Now for those great work placement opportunities with the RNIB See Work Differently programme, and I think they might be paid as well, Claire.
Absolutely, Toby. This is a really exciting opportunity for any blind and partially sighted person who is looking for work at the moment. See Work Differently is RNIB's employment initiative for unemployed blind and partially sighted people. And the aim of See Work Differently is to help people secure that often tricky first rung on the career ladder. And the project also helps people who are returning to work following a career break. Now, there are two new opportunities now live on our website. The first opportunity is for a content experience and storytelling placement. The successful candidate will be working on a project analysing the accessibility of different programme formats on TV. So this would be a really brilliant role for anyone who is interested in media, specifically television especially, and how the media can be made more accessible for blind and partially sighted people. The second placement is for an impact and evaluation assistant. And this role is all about supporting on impact and evaluation projects. So really measuring the impact that RNIB is having as a charity. It would be a perfect role for someone who wants to develop their communication and planning skills, lots of really good transferable skills to develop with that role. And it's important to say, as you pointed out, Toby, that both these roles are paid work placements. So if you or someone you know might benefit from this opportunity, all you need to do is visit the website, RNIB website that is, and apply. So interested applicants should visit the RNIB jobs page. And all you need to do then is type into the search box, See Work Differently, and these opportunities should come up for you if you'd like to apply.
Finally, Claire, we have one for maybe the techies out there or just those people who like using their smartphones to help Samsung in making their smartphones more accessible.
Yes, this was sent to us by RNIB's user experience team, and they have been working with Samsung on making their phones more accessible and usable for blind and partially sighted people. As part of this work, they are trying to gather feedback on specific features, both on iOS and Android platforms, to see what works well and what perhaps could be improved. So So in order to do this, they are inviting people to fill in a survey. Now, there are four different surveys depending on your own specific phone usage and accessibility needs. You don't need to fill in all of them, just the one that best describes you. So there is one for Android users who have low vision and who perhaps need features like larger text, the dark theme and things like that. There is a survey for iPhone users with low vision. Then we have two separate surveys for people who are blind iPhone users, so using screen reader functions, and also another survey for blind Android users. So to take part in these surveys, all you need to do is email involvement@rnib.org.uk. That's involvement@rnib.org.uk, and we will send you out the survey best suited to you.
Claire, if listeners would like to find out more about the items we just chatted about and about other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
Well, as ever, we're always really keen to welcome new members on our Connect Voices online group. This is where we post all our latest opportunities to get involved in our work, our projects and research. And we also share opportunities from external organisations like the Samsung one from today, who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people. Connect Voices is a private Facebook group. So if you would like to join, all you need to do is log into your Facebook account, search for RNIB Connect Voices and then select join. You can, of course, always catch this fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, usually the first and third Wednesday of the month. And you can get the clip on Audio Boom as well, just by, again, searching for RNIB Connect Voices. I find it's usually the easiest way. Or you can dial in to our telephone information line and listen to the clip back at your leisure. And the number for that is 0203 432 1488. That's 0203 432 1488.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Claire Ordworth, RNIB Voice of the Customer Insight Officer, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Look forward to catching up in a couple of weeks, Toby.